This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen's Good Day program, Thursday, the day before the 4th of July, which we're making it just the 3rd of July. Good to have you along for our in-depth analysis of two or three items that are in the news that people have showed. Is it showed or shown? I think shown would be the correct way. And what if you could be an English teacher, huh? Would you be as silly about some of this stuff as I am? Well, I think we've gone a little bit too far in our allowances for grammar. There ought to be some standards, and so under the circumstances, I'll be the language police. Is that okay? You want to find out some interesting and compelling health news? There are a lot of people who find this program very informative because we have four different doctors associated with the program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Dr. Bruce Shanahoff. All of them bring a different light, if you will, to issues that have to do with how we maintain our bodies, how we understand our bodies, how we go through life, making sure, if we're smart, that we know what's going on in our bodies. So a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, focusing on asthma, amongst other things, and vaccines coming up. First, though, the story of Logan Steiner, who was 18. He died from what health officials are calling a caffeine overdose. Investigation into this mysterious death of this youngster, the risks of caffeine powder coming to the surface. Boy lived in Ohio, high school senior from LaGrange, had 70 micrograms of caffeine per milliliter of blood in his system, according to the coroner. A typical coffee drinker would have 3 to 5 micrograms, so he had 70 micrograms. After the sudden death of the teenager, his mother found bags and bags and bags of caffeine powder in his room. The brands of the powder were not disclosed, but several brands of caffeine powder are sold online. And since the powder is sold as a dietary supplement, it's not subject to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulation that governs other things that are caffeinated, like drinks. Monster, for example, right? That's something that's loaded. There's a limit, though, on the amount of caffeine that you can have in soda or tonic or whatever it is that you want to call pop, some people call it. For example, 200 milligrams per serving is allowable according to the FDA. Same caffeine dose is present in 1/16 of a teaspoon of caffeine powder, according to the coroner. However, since the caffeine powder is not regulated, it's difficult to know the exact concentration of caffeine in different brands. So I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. The FDA, as usual, will come in pretty much after the cows have all left the barn, and they say, oh, this is terrible, we've got to regulate all of these products, which I suppose in a circumstance makes some sense to some people. What really doesn't make any sense to me is how the government can continue through the FDA and USDA and EPA, whatever the group is, whatever the organization is that's part of government, to continue to basically say, you're stupid, so we have to tell you what you can do. For example, I found out today, or yesterday actually, that I wouldn't have found it out at this hour of the morning, that the regulations in most communities for electric lights requires that you turn the switch on the wall on. And in fact, the codes in most communities require that you put a switch in the wall so that when you walk into the room, you don't have to go find the light switch on a bulb or a fixture that's hanging from the ceiling. This is law. Huh? You're that dumb that you're going to need a switch on the wall and the government has to protect you from yourself, telling you that you have to have a switch on the wall as you walk through the door? That's a law? Can you believe it? Well, this is the same sort of thing. Having too much caffeine is something that ought to be discussed in health education courses in high school or in junior high school when children are first starting to fiddle around with things like caffeine and tobacco. That's the time to be teaching this sort of thing, not when they're in high school or in college. So anyway, the story of this youngster, family's perplexed at the death of their son because they are wondering why a young, healthy person suddenly has a cardiac arrhythmia and a seizure and then dies. So this was, by the way, a week before his high school graduation. He was prom king, very popular youngster in his school. Reactions to caffeine vary widely from person to person. How much coffee do you drink? And how does it affect you? One cup, two cups, three cups, four cups? Toxicologists generally warn that ingesting 5 to 10 grams of caffeine could be lethal. However, there's a case study finding, this is a 41-year-old woman, this case study, she survived after ingesting 50 grams of caffeine. Very difficult to predict one's response to caffeine, but obviously in this circumstance, this young fellow had too much of it. So I think to myself, when I'm promoting BuzzBox coffee, if people are getting, you drink coffee, this is caffeine, this is good coffee, it smells good, and it's good for a cause that I'm involved in. But am I reluctant sometimes when I read stuff like this to talk about it? Yeah, to a point. The thing is that people who are educated, who understand the dangers of having too much caffeine, coffee can be very good for you in many ways. But obviously, not like this. Caffeine is the main ingredient. But drinking it or absorbing it all like this, it doesn't sound like it's very smart to me. What do you think? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. Up next, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions. They secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know how often we have heard the following expression? It is what it is. Now, we usually say that when things don't go well. It's just our way of kind of pacifying ourselves. It is what it is. Well, there's a new way to really expand on that. What would happen if we would say, it is what it is, but it will become what you make of it? Absolutely the right way to think about it. Sure, things don't always go well. Sure, there are external forces that we think are always attacking us, that are always trying to make sure we fail. And you know what? There might be. But when they are, that's when we need to say to ourselves, we will become what we make of it. So the next time that you feel compelled, and you really shouldn't, to say it is what it is, add to that by saying, but it will become what I make of it, and I will make greatness of it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Okay, where to?
house hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. In the world of information about your health and well-being, there are some interesting revelations, Jack Stockwell, who has a great website, jackstockwell.com. He's one of the most intelligent medical professionals that I know. He's a practicing Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City. Asthma has been in the news this week. People are wondering what causes it and what can alleviate the symptoms. And I'm betting you have a pretty interesting overview of this. The way that I've been studying more health of animals, my dog specifically, since what happened to her a month or so ago has brought me around to try and understand what makes her systems work. And I'm finding out what makes her systems work pretty much the same as what makes our human systems work. Now, one of the things, she has allergies to a lot of the stuff that I have, and I wonder if they're in, as in human beings, if dogs or pets ever develop asthma. And what is asthma anyway?
Well, it's a spasming of the bronchus where the air comes in through the throat and spreads into two different big tubes, one going the left lobe, the other the right lobe of the lung, the bronchi, and they go into spasm. Now, one thing important to realize here is that before 1950, nobody ever died of asthma, and it almost didn't exist anywhere. There's, you know, a few places here and there you'd find this, but it wasn't until we started having vaccines that asthma started to spread like crazy. And when a child would get asthma back in those days, you know, when you and I were still in diapers in 1950, it's paralyzingly fearful for a parent to see this, but the cure back then was just to help the child relax. They're going to wheeze for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, while the body is causing some spastic action to take place inside the bronchus so that the body can clear out the toxins that's causing this. The lungs have to clear out all these fat-soluble toxins if the liver can't do it, and it will cause a temporary spasming of the bronchus. And like I said, it can be a very disheartening moment for a parent to see a child who's having a very difficult time breathing. Mm-hmm. But after about 2 minutes, after about 3 minutes, the spasm stops, they breathe fine, and it almost never, ever happens again. Now, what the anti-inflammatory type drugs that we give kids now or adults or anybody else with this, it will force the spasm to stop. It will force the bronchus to open back up, which, you know, to a non-informed layperson, they think, well, that's what's supposed to happen. But it does not get rid of the underlying irritant factor that the body can take care of by itself if you'll leave it alone for a few minutes. And so that's why it keeps happening. And that's why some people may be taking an albuterol inhaler or some other inhaler 20, 30 times a day. Mm-hmm. You know, usually it's two or three times, but I had a patient, one of my early patients in my practice in Salt Lake, was taking up to 30 contraction or inhalations from her inhaler a day after her first correction that I had in my office. Within 24 hours, it dropped to just 3 a day because of the nerve spasm that kept in this cycle, this loop it couldn't get out of. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to find kids who have problems with asthma are usually the kids who've had all of their shots, which is an incredibly irritating thing to the nervous system.
All right, we only have 30 seconds. There's a big discussion this week about vaccines, a big study of 200,000 studies or whatever the heck it is, concluding that vaccines are safe. How do you want to poo-poo that?
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. The babies, you know, the whole idea behind vaccines is they're trying to develop the humoral immunity part of the system before the cell-mediated system starts. There's a way that nature developed our immune response. You do the cell-mediated, then you do the humoral. Vaccines jump over the first one, and that's where all these autoimmune diseases are coming from. I need more than 30 seconds.
You don't have it, but the essence of it is just stay away from mercury, silver fillings, that kind of stuff. And we'll leave it at that.
That's a good start.
Jackson.
I love you, Mary.
.com. I love you, Mary.
We love you, Mary.
We love you, Mary.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Single artist, not group, to have 5 number one singles from the same album. The album is bad. And so there's Dirty Diana, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror. All
those good album.
Songs. Yeah, great album. What's this?
This is Dirty Diana.
This is Dirty Diana.
And my little cousin Eric, when he was a young and innocent boy, thought this song was about my mom, because my mom's name is Diana.
I didn't know your mother's name was Diana. I don't remember it if I knew it. All right, so Dirty Diana and The Way You Make Me Feel, two of the top 5 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 this week, 1988. What's next, Richie?
Let me get you Man in the Mirror here.
I'm going to say that for me, this was the ultimate Michael Jackson.
I like this song, actually.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I can't, I just can't stop loving you. I like that song.
I got to say, Off the Wall is the ultimate Michael Jackson. But this is great stuff.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
Never tricked to this song.
Great song. It's a great message, though.
Yeah. All right, so Man in the Mirror. So how about we get I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Richie?
No,
or you
no,
we're not. Bad. Title cut. Title track from the album. Yeah.
All right. Matt Weird Al did take off on this. It's called Fat.
Yeah. There's another character and a half. Personality plus. All right, so Richie, you got I Just Can't Stop Loving You?
Hold on one second.
You don't have to, I think we made our point. Let's keep moving. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm sort of reinforced what I was talking about earlier and the things that Richie loves to tease me, and so does Jennifer. Kenny doesn't tease me so much. He just tells me when I'm bad.
said, you're bad. You're bad.
And that's not really very bad. Often.
No, it's not often, but it's, you know, when it's true, it's true. But I was not, wasn't on my game with that
you
woman.
You should have sung it. It would have made it easier.
So here's a survey that's out today that I feel so, it's not exonerated, but I'm so happy because there's so little of it left. Real radio personalities. This is a survey done by one of these companies that works in the radio business. And the fellow who did it reminds in the first line that this is a people business. Even though that is an overworked expression, when it comes to radio, what people want are people like me. And like Richie, and like Jennifer, they want, and Kenny, people who express themselves, who have fun, who are really real. And this is disappearing from the radio because of the corporatization of the radio business, like it disappeared from Sears and from Macy's. So the last bastion, I'm holding on with my, you know, my fingernails here, because it is something not only that we all find gratifying to do every day, to come to you.
That we don't have to sit here and read cue cards.
Yeah, we don't have any cards.
No.
Once in a while, a couple of commercials that I more than ad lib. But, you know, in general, this is the way I have some tapes and a book on The Breakfast Club, which was a show that was done for 24, 25 years. I beat them now in terms of longevity. And it was just people sitting around a table in the morning discussing their lives, their issues, that sort of thing. It was very entertaining because it was very warm. And that's one of the things I have to be thankful for, the warmth of the people that are surrounding me and therefore you as you listen to today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest to you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The hour is an in-depth overview of some of the important hits in terms of News Talk Radio, and certainly the Facebook decision to tinker with your news feed and basically get to the bottom line sort of emotionally with the people has been something that will not stop with our discussion here. Going to get to that in a few minutes. Something that also has people worked up, and I think this is sort of the drama behind the drama that is 24, is something that I find fascinating. I find fascinating that I'm as attracted or involved in the program. I've never really been, well, that's not true. I used to be really involved in watching the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. That was something that I found really made it for me. Can I tell you, there were a lot of other shows that I've watched as a child. I watched The Lone Ranger and Hopalong Cassidy and, you know, that sort of thing. Gene Autry, The Range Rider, those things. But I didn't really feel a connection. During college, I was into The Tonight Show, never thinking that I would become friends later in life with Ed McMahon. A wonderful part of my adult life was spending time with him and enjoying his company and the world that he came from, learning a lot about that. But in the world of television per se, watching dramas on TV, I mean, I like some of the things. The Good Wife, I think, is an excellent program around now. Blue Bloods, I think, is an excellent program. You know, the NCIS shows, sometimes the LA one is a little too violent for me. I think Person of Interest is an interesting show, but I don't go out of my way to see these shows. If I'm handy by and they're on, I watch them. 24, a whole different story, and always has been since I first discovered it. This season, the amount of drama that has been created by the way they put this thing back together has been superb. Each show, each hour has been better than the one before. So for those of you who, I guess this is a spoiler alert, but at this point,
by now. Most everybody should have seen it, and either that or you're setting aside time on Friday. How smart were they at Fox? They get about a $10 million person hit on Monday night, and then they almost equal it on Friday nights. They play the same episode back again. So they've been pretty smart about this. The standby creation of Jack Bauer's character and his friendship with Chloe, the character, who is the computer expert that I've been fortunate enough. This is not like me tripping over the names I'm dropping, but she and I became friends. We took a trip to Israel a few years ago and enjoyed each other's company. Wonderful. She's a wonderful person. A great husband, just had a new baby. And so I enjoyed getting to know her and watching her as her character is recreated. Understanding, we talked about this when we had, I think, any number of meals together, how really she feels 24 is such a part of her life. And in fact, 24 wouldn't really be the same without her. And they understood that. Here, in this year's episode, the love life, and that's something else that I thought of when I was watching her kiss this guy, Adrian, and then knowing who her real husband is and what he looks like. It's sort of one of those things that you chuckle about when you think about it. Anyway, Adrian, who is the fellow she's been involved with here, has turned out to be a sort of scurrilous fellow. He tells Chloe about what he plans to do with that override device, which has been part and parcel, an important part of the essence of this year's episodes.
What's going on?
I'm taking the override back.
Yates' device?
My device.
You told me that Yates designed it.
Yates engineered certain aspects of it, but I designed it. He stole it from me and modified the U.S. drone system just so he could sell it to terrorists and line his own pockets. Never give a damn about the fact that it would be worth far more.
What are you talking about? Far more than killing hundreds of innocent people?
I'm going to save lives, Chloe. Millions of them.
How?
I'm going to break into the world's arsenals and exploit the vulnerability in the firewalls. We're going to share that information with every nation on Earth. How effective could a country's weapon systems be if its adversaries could take control of them?
Not very.
Right. So one stroke in technological warfare is obsolete.
All right, so Chloe's beginning to figure out what's going on. Here, Jack, Kiefer Sutherland's character, tells Kate, who is the new operative, the CIA operative that he's working with, that Adrian and Chloe are working together.
What's your status?
We got Navarro, but he handed off the override device to Adrian Cross before I could get to him.
What does Adrian Cross have to do with any of this?
I don't know yet.
I'll put out an all-agency search on him now.
You can try, but Adrian Cross has spent the last decade eluding authorities. Kate, Chloe O'Brien was with him.
Jack, are you sure?
Positive, I saw her. I tried calling, but the line's dead.
That doesn't make any sense. Chloe's been helping us all day long. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have gotten to Margo in time.
I know.
You think O'Brien was playing us? Biding her time until we got the device back so she could give it to Cross?
My gut says no, but I can't be sure.
All right. Of course she wasn't. She'll be important in the way they finished up the last two episodes. Here, Kate finds out that her husband, who was arrested for selling intel to the Chinese, was framed by that son of a gun, Navarro.
What was he trying to recover?
Some files that Navarro was working on sometime last year and then deleted. Those files, they contain classified material that was supposedly leaked to the Chinese by your husband. The intel originated from Navarro.
You're telling me Navarro was the one who sold the intel to the Chinese, but he made it look like my husband did it. He set my husband up.
Pretty amazing stuff. What drama. All right, so anyway, I feel like a salesperson from Fox. But you make your own. At this point, it's hard to get into the story because they're already 10 hours into what is going to be a 12-hour season, but still pretty exciting and pretty compelling stuff. All right, back now to the matter at hand, now that we've had a little respite here, to Facebook, apparently, according to the story that's at DougStefan.com from today's show, apparently Facebook thinks we're all lab rats. Facebook apparently routinely adjusts its users' news feeds, testing out the number of ads they see, the size of the photos that appear, often without people like you and me who have Facebook accounts knowing what was going on. It is all for the purpose, the company says, of creating a more alluring and useful product. But last week, Facebook revealed it had manipulated the news feeds of about 500,000 randomly selected users to change the number of positive and negative posts they saw. It was part of a psychological study to examine how emotions can be spread on social media. Company says users consent to this kind of manipulation when they sign the terms of service. However, that argument has not been accepted particularly well. And if you look at the comments that are all over the place on Facebook, you understand how angry people are. I'm just reading one post. I can understand why some people have concerns about this. Facebook is hardly the only internet company that manipulates and analyzes consumer data, say the people that are responsible for making these decisions. Facebook didn't do anything illegal. They didn't do right by their customers, however, says a technology analyst. Doing psychological testing on people crosses the line. So what say you on this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or comment Facebook.com. Oops, maybe not on Facebook.com. How about Twitter at Good Day Show? Up next, Greg Stebbin takes a look of what Facebook has done. So stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stephan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Hey, kids, the fireworks are starting.
Woo! That looks like a lawn chair.
That one looks like a patio set.
That one looks like Kmart and Sears giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be redeemed on qualifying purchases until July 9th.
Oh! They're getting very detailed these days.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com/surprise points for details.
Oh! The Shop Your Way logo!
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Now, 53 past the hour. Focus on Facebook now. Editor from Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin, is here with some background information. Actually, the story, Greg, is posted at DougStefan.com from today's show. As far as I can figure here, we're all lab rats for Facebook. They routinely adjust its users' name, news feeds, testing out the number of ads they see, the size of photos that appear, often without their knowledge. It is for the purpose of creating a more alluring and useful product, so they say. But what happened last week that annoyed lots, hundreds of thousands of people, in fact, right?
Well, yeah, I think annoyed might be understating it, Doug. And this actually happened in 2012, but it was announced last week. They did a test, so they've always been experimenting with your news feed, and that shouldn't surprise anyone. There's more stuff to go in your news feed than can possibly get there, so they have to filter it, and they use an algorithm to do it, and the algorithm is designed, yeah, to keep you interested, to keep you coming back for more.
Explain what
longer.
We mean. Let's explain, Greg, what we mean by referencing news feed. News,
sure.
From what sort? What kind of news are we talking about?
Well, it's photos from your Aunt Martha and updates from your friends. I mean, this is just the stuff that all the people you're connected with on Facebook.
As the information they post scrolls down your Facebook page, most people think, okay, if Bob, Mary, Jim, and Tina post something, I'm going to see it all. But not so fast. Facebook likes to get in there and kind of tweak it a little bit so that you see certain things, and this was part of the experiment, right, Greg?
That's right, and we should not leave out the fact that some of the things in your news feed are advertising as well. So
correct.
They're tweaking all of that all the time. So in 2012, they did a little extra tweaking or testing, and they gave 700,000 people either a little more positive news from their news feeds. It was stuff that they might have gotten anyway, but they skewed it a little more positively or skewed it a little more negatively to see how those people reacted. Did the positive stuff make people post more positive messages? Did the negative stuff make people post more negative messages? That was the point of the test.
And did they release any results?
They did. They actually published the results in a journal, and that's where this whole upset and blow-up has come. People were, A, stunned that this kind of testing was done on humans. And by the way, there are lots of rules in academia about testing on humans, and it's not clear whether Facebook did or did not adhere to those rules. And I think, surprisingly to me, people were surprised that this kind of testing could be done and would be done, whereas I looked at it and thought, of course you would do this. If I owned Facebook, I would do exactly the same thing.
When you sign up for Facebook, you clicked a little button that says basically they can do anything they want to. It's their information. You're on their page.
You can send to
So here's an interesting wrinkle to what you just said. Yesterday it was being reported exactly what you just said. You agreed to things that included research with your data and your Facebook profile.
Right.
It appears now overnight that those terms of service were actually updated to include the word research 4 months after this test was done.
So you've clicked on something. They say you clicked on, and yet they added that after the fact. So are people going to
sue Facebook? When you agree to the terms and conditions, at that point they had not had research in there.
Well,
after
and by the way,
research,
I'm not,
they added it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that Facebook said you had agreed to this in response to this whole blow up about their research. Others, reporters, have said that you agreed to research. I'm not sure Facebook ever
said.
I see the company saying users consent to this kind of manipulation when they agree to the terms of their service.
The judgment of the Internet, however, suggests that this is not a universally accepted explanation. You can say, well, who reads all the fine print? Well, people with lawyers will tell you that's what the fine print is there for. You better read it. And
yes.
It's the
you
old
have
to
I mean, you just summed it up really well, Doug. I mean, I think the fact that they agreed to have this information published suggests that they didn't think they did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So to me, one of the biggest surprises of this whole issue is that they're surprised that people are upset. That is a bit shocking. I think they need to do some work, not just on their thinking about policy like this, but also their public relations, because they shouldn't have been surprised.
Well, didn't they apologize? The guy who was responsible for the study, Adam Kramer, posted a public apology on his Facebook page saying, I can understand why some people have concerns about it. My co-author and I are very sorry.
Dragon.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This song.
I'm solid gold. I've got the goods. They stand when I walk through the neighborhood.
And Kenny, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. As we get into movie moments, we start with movie music. Was this the hit, or was there a hit called Fakin' It that sounded just like this, or is this the hit that I'm thinking about? Is this a legitimate pop song?
This was a big
this
hit.
This was the hit. Okay, all right. So there was no song called Fakin' It. I don't know. I thought
your girlfriend put that out in
1982. She wrote that one.
Making it, David Naughton from the movie Meatballs.
Attention, here's an update on tonight's dinner. It was veal. I repeat, veal. The winner of tonight's Mystery Meat Contest is Jeffrey Corbin, who guessed some kind of beef.
So, this was the number one movie during this week in 1979.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken Chuck, but Bill Murray was only the voice behind the PA system. He was not actually seen in that movie, right?
No, he was in it.
He was? Okay, I don't remember it too well.
Yeah, he was in it.
All right. Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Well, he was a star of Meatballs. This was his first. This was a film produced, I believe, in Canada, shot on a very low budget. It was his first starring theatrical role, and it made money. And, you know, we're being robbed in 2014 of the low-budget B-movie, because 90% of everything made now is high concept. And a movie like Meatballs certainly, most likely, would not be released in theaters if it was made in 2014. It would be released strictly to DVD, because the studio wouldn't want to...
That's why I love Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or Sharknado, but that was, I guess, straight for TV, right?
Or what's the new one that came out a few weeks ago with Seth MacFarlane?
Cowboy thing?
Die in the West.
I mean, you can call that a B-movie.
That had a decent budget, but a movie like Meatballs was shot for a nickel and a dime, literally.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it made real money.
Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, Movie News, right after this on Good Day.
Right after this on Good Day.
Right after these.
Making sure your kids maintain good oral health is no easy task. Contributor to Pregnancy Magazine, Megan Meany.
I am a mother of two boys, and getting them to brush for the 2 minutes recommended by dentists is nearly impossible. Now, I recently discovered this app, the Disney Magic Timer app by Oral-B. It takes the act of brushing and turns it into a game. Kids are challenged to continue brushing for 2 minutes. As they brush, a Disney or Marvel character image is revealed on the screen. There is an Oral-B brushing study that says 9 out of 10 kids will brush longer using this app. It's already been named the number one app by Apple in the age group 6 to 8, and you can download it for free from Google Play or Apple.
Picking the right toothbrush is key.
When kids are 4 months to 24 months, they need something bigger that covers a lot of surface area and has to have super soft bristles. As they get older, they need a toothbrush that reaches everything. So Oral-B stages are great. They're designed to develop with your kids.
Go to oralb.com/stages.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Disney's hired a couple screenwriters to come up with an idea for a sequel to the 2007 live-action hit Enchanted, which starred actor Sammy Adams. That was a fun film, and it appears whatever Disney touches, they could do no wrong. There's really good buzz on a remake of the 1971 James Caan film, The Gambler. Mark Wahlberg stars in this remake. It comes out later this year. He actually lost 50 pounds for the role. I don't know if you guys remember the original Gambler with James Caan, but it had one of the best endings, in my opinion.
Remember the one with Kenny Rogers.
So Wahlberg is on course to do...
That was a TV movie.
Wahlberg is doing what John Wayne used to do. Go from one movie to the next movie to the next movie. 3-4 movies a year. Sounds like that's what he's doing, right? Wahlberg just keeps going.
And he works with some of the best directors. Like I said, you know, I don't know about creatively, but in terms of a perfectly strategized career, he's had a pretty good one.
Yeah.
He really has
pretty
had
smart.
A good one.
This is the anniversary of Men in Black opening up, Chuck, or this date, 1997.
It's the last suit you'll ever put on.
A lot of fun, even though there were a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it. It was a lot of fun. That was a good summer movie. Chuck Curry is a very good asset to have here on the Good Day program. Thank you, Chuck. 59 after on Good Day.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.